And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got a bunch of texts already. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call it or text it, same number for both. In fact, someone's on the line. Let me grab that real quick. Matt Bryan? Bryan from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing okay, other than this Boy Scouts issue, because I loved my time in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
I was, at that time, the youngest one to join a troop in Huntsville.
Ah.
But still, the Boy Scouts went partially bankrupt, or because of partially, let's use an old term as opposed to getting that too into it, moral turpitude.
Right, right.
And now they're trying to recover from that, but I'm sorry, if you're willy-nilly adding other people into this mix, females, people who think they're females and everything, you're going to have more moral turpitude, including you're going to have a rise in young teenage pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see any way out of that.
No, I don't either. You start cohabiting in the tents around the campfire at night, guess what happens? But I had somebody, some liberal troll on my social media, you know, saying it's because they allowed so many pedophiles, and, you know, just basically making it out something that it was not, mm-hmm. because you can't classify all Boy Scouts like that or all Boy Scout leaders. But I get it. There was a problem, and I'm not trying to deny there was. But then I said, well, that sounds good. I think having a transgender, you know, serving as a scoutmaster and sleeping in the tent with the boys ought to really go well.
Not in my troop. The closest we came to moral turpitude was us after the scoutmaster was asleep, going by behind the tent with a flashlight and watching the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition with Cheryl T.
You just dated yourself right there.
I don't care about dating myself. But this new thing gives the Boy Scout motto, be prepared, a new meaning.
Oh, Lord, it does. All right. Thanks, Bryan. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good one, sir.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Let me grab a few of these text messages for the break, too. I mean, I think we're going to wind up having a bunch of people. I was a Cub Scout and a Weeblo, and I was, like, real proud of it. I don't know. Did you read scouting when you were growing up?
I did, but it was, like, church-based. It was called the Royal Rangers.
Oh, yeah, the Royal Rangers. I know about those.
Yeah,
sure.
I did that for a while.
Southern Baptist, right?
No.
No?
It was in Prattville.
It was a Prattville church.
Yeah, Prattville church.
Got to watch out for them Prattville Methobacterians.
Yeah. It was cool, though. I liked it. That's probably one of my best memories as a kid, doing stuff like that.
And you wound up doing some uniform time in the Air Force, mm-hmm. so there you go. I was a Cub Scout and a Weeblo. Now, we were a military family, plus, you know, when my parents divorced, we moved, and so I didn't get a chance to go past Weeblos. But I had friends who did. My dad, my uncle were both. My uncle was an Eagle Scout. My dad, I said yesterday, my dad was literally about to test for his Eagle Scout when his scoutmaster died of a heart attack. And he was like, the scoutmaster was one of those men that everybody in the community loved. And it was like heartbreaking. And no one came and took his place. So the troop disbanded. And so dad never got to do his Eagle. But he went on to be highly decorated military officer. So, you know, something about it sparked with him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the uniform service was a good thing. JT Lacey Springs says, seems a big part of the scouts' downfall is a lack of one word, saying no. I agree, man. I mean, and by the way, here's the interesting thing that I'll get to in a minute when I get the Dipper going, because it's on this topic. JT and all the others listening, there's a whole separate organization called the Girl Scouts. It's not, I think I thought they were affiliated. They're not. They're two separate, entirely different organizations, and the Girl Scouts are not happy about this because they see this as somehow another, and I agree, watering them down, like making it so that why be in the Girl Scouts when everybody can just be in Scouting USA, which is the brand new name. And I agree with it. I mean, I think it's an encroachment upon their territory. Anyway, Cameron from Decatur says Royal Rangers was through the Assemblies of God. There you go. Okay. Outstanding. Jerry from Decatur. Says from bathrooms to dorms to corporations to military to whatever has a ceiling, women aim to rule over it. No wonder we're seeing transgenderism. I don't think it's women. I think it's wokists, man. I think there's a lot of women that don't like what I'm saying right now too. So it's not like I think this is a female trying to get in the male's world. I think this is just a softening of the standards as a whole, and wokists are jumping in. More on that, more text messages, and jumping in the Dipper One. Scouts out, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. All right, scouts out. That's the topic. I got a few more text messages, so I'll make sure I grab those real quick so I don't get behind. Let me grab them real quick. Let's see here. Morgan from Fort Myers, Florida, says, I was a scout leader for 17 years. Both my sons are Eagle Scouts. Only got the greatest. Okay, your voice text did something weird there for you, brother. But says, this is all about a need for numbers. They need to get numbers in the door to collect dues and collect registration fees to keep the organization solvent so they can pay lawsuit awards. The volunteer leaders are what makes the organization anything close to how it started. Trail Life seems to be an organization that holds true to the original tenets of scouting. I would agree with that, and I'm looking forward to hearing what this guy has to say at 3 o'clock about Trail Life. Thanks, Morgan. Appreciate it. And by the way, congratulations on both your sons being Eagle Scouts, because I know that really does mean something. Raven from Russellville, great monologue, Colonel. I feel the universal military service might cure a lot of the wokeness in our society. Think Israel. I agree. He says, the word gentleman has a meaning. Look at the word. And he says, to my way of thinking, a man not being masculine is toxic. I would agree with that, man. Thank you, Raven. Barry from Fultondale, if my texture will realign itself, says, Phil, this is Barry. I was away yesterday, but I listened to the podcast about the UAW agreeing with the movement from the river to the sea. To me, I think they're buttering up to Biden because of Biden's stance of the union. Well, they basically supporting Biden. You're exactly right. They are absolutely sucking up to the Biden administration. But then again, they're also supporting his candidacy. So there you go. Last two before I get into the stuff here. Jenny from Decatur says, I wonder how many boys wanted to be brownies and Girl Scouts. What in the world is our country becoming? I would agree with that sentiment. And yes, I do not believe you're going to see many boys selling Girl Scout cookies. Don't think so. Just, you know, as inclusive as they want to be, right? Tracy from Athens says, I love the Back to the Future sound effect for Thursdays. Well, there you have it. All right.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. Keith from Parts Unknown also said Turbo Thursday needs to start with a large motor revving up. Well,
there's a jet engine in there, though.
That's about as large as they get. And then last one, Dustin from Hillsboro says, totally off subject here. He says, so Biden met with the champions of the WNBA. What are the chances he told them about the time he played for the Globetrotters? No doubt. No doubt. All right. Listen, we got some things to dive into here. So this whole thing about the Boy Scouts, by the way, the name is officially going to be Scouting USA, and it takes effect officially in February of 2025. I assume it's still a done deal because their national board has already voted on it. But I look at this and think, anything can happen between now and February of 2025. Maybe there'll be enough of a political outcry, a public outcry, a outcry. But in the meantime, here's something for you. U.S. Senator Katie Britt, a mom. And by the way, she is quick to tout her momhood. She is not ashamed to recognize that while she may be a U.S. Senator, she says her greatest mission in life is to be a mom to her kids. And she is not having anything good to say about this Boy Scout situation. She said, I am raising both a young man and a young woman. I believe it's not only okay, but it's necessary in many arenas to create spaces where they can grow and thrive and learn as young men or young women. This is her on Sean Hannity last night. She said, somehow the word boy has become toxic to the left. She also said this, and I agree. She said, this did not bode well for the future of the Girl Scouts. And she thinks it all reflects on the woke policies of the Biden administration. See, here's the thing. I think it's gotten to the point of there's a war in the heavenlies, in my opinion. I mean, we're looking at there is a rabidness right now in and around and amongst us that almost seems to be uniform across the board. Why? Because the whole moment right here, evil feels empowered. That's where we are. In my opinion, right now, evil feels empowered. Evil took the halls of governance. Evil has been pervasive in a lot of our courts. Evil is too often in our media. And what we're seeing right now is that literally evil is feeling empowered right now, and you're seeing it in everything. It's not just in one place. It's everywhere right now. Anyway, Katie Brandt went on to say, what are we saying about Girl Scouts? What about the longevity of the Girl Scouts? It's the same thing that's going to happen to women's sports. It's completely and totally unacceptable. It's absurd. And this is more of the same from the Biden administration. There you go. That's one of your U.S. senators who happens to be a female who does not cotton to the idea that what we're seeing in the Boy Scouts is a good thing. I did find a piece, though, locally speaking, WHNT, local Boy Scout Troop 7156, is quoted as saying that they're responding to the name change without too much concern. Okay. One of the kids, Boy Scout Jaden Johnson, is becoming an Eagle Scout as we speak. And that's cool. His dad, Carl Johnson, says, I'm real proud of my son because he's motivated, tried to make himself better. But they say that the change to the name is not going to alter the way they try to raise kids. Although I am interested to see that they have somebody named Nikki Taylor, who's a female Boy Scout leader. And see, that's part of it is I get it. It's like there's no place where boys are allowed just to be with boys. But Phil, some of them identify. Oh, don't even talk to me about that. Don't even try. All right. So here's the thing. Little history on this. I got a piece that I pulled off of a website called Deseret. You may have seen it. Deseret. This is datelined yesterday. Like, how did all this come about? What in the world? I mean, is this an overnight thing? Nope. This has been a slow erosion of morals, values, and capabilities. So Deseret.com, Dateline yesterday, says the Boy Scouts of America changing its name. That's the title, but here's the reason why. It goes into effect on the 115th anniversary of the organization. So February of 2025. Back in 2017, here's where the decline began. In 2017, Boy Scouts announced that girls would be allowed to join. Okay. They also changed their name to Scouts BSA, but they didn't change the official name of the organization. Okay. So suddenly Boy Scouts had girls. Think about what that means. It's like, all right, it's the Boy Scouts. There's also a Girl Scouts. So why are the Boy Scouts taking in girls? Well, Phil, maybe there wasn't a Girl Scout troop in the area. Whose fault is that? Is that the boys' fault? No. But you had to go ahead and co-opt the boys' opportunity because you had to have equity. It's all important that we have equity and diversity things and inclusions. Okay. But what I'm saying is this. If there's not a Girl Scout troop, it does not mean you can't start one. I mean, they're not like big budget, right? The kids buy their own uniforms. You sell Girl Scout cookies. You have the same opportunities. They have their own camps to go to. It's not like anybody was stealing something from girls. But in 2017, the Boy Scouts just needed to include girls. So were they really the Boy Scouts then at that point? At the time, Lisa Margosian, says Deseret, was the chief customer officer for the Girl Scouts of America. And she told the New York Times that in 2017, their organization, the Girl Scouts, felt blindsided by the change. She said the Girl Scouts had been around for 105 years supporting girls. She says so much of a girl's life is a life where there's a co-ed environment. And we have so much research and data that suggests that girls really thrive in an environment where they can experiment and take risks and stretch themselves in the company of other girls. I would say just girls. I would think the same would be true for boys. I think it is. I mean, listen, it's distracting. I can tell you right now, I've been in military environments that are co-ed, but you don't want to share the shower. I've been in military environments and co-ed, but you don't want to have them sleeping with you. There's nothing but trouble to be expected from that. And like when kids are hitting puberty, you're going to say that's okay then too? I think it's probably worse. Because at that point, you got hormones, but you don't have maturity and controls. So Girl Scouts were not happy. The next year, it says the Girl Scouts actually sued the Boy Scouts. No kidding. I did not know this. The next year, it'd be 2018, I guess, the Girl Scouts sued the Boy Scouts of America, alleging that the program name change had damaged the Girl Scouts of America's trademarks and brand identity. In July of 2022, they put out a press release saying they had reached an agreement with the Boy Scouts to end the trademark litigation. So, wow. So the Boy Scouts got so hosed that they changed everything around to the extent that the Girl Scouts had to file suit. Think about this. To heck, man. Then it gets worse. There's massive numbers of sex abuse lawsuits that began to come out. I am not condoning or minimizing. I'm not at all. If they happened, then somebody needs to get punished, and I mean severely. I don't know. Were the Boy Scouts legitimately covering things up for the year? I don't know. I don't know the answers to this. I've never studied the topic, but I'll tell you this. There were a lot of them, and there's $2.4 billion. $2.4 billion in unpaid civil liabilities resulting from these sex abuse lawsuits. Wow. So the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy in 2020. I mean, think about what we're talking about here. Boy Scouts of America suddenly had girls. Then they got sued by girls. Then they had to file bankruptcy because they've been allowing abuse of boys. And now they want to go ahead and say, it's okay. We'll just go ahead and have transgenders too. That'll be awesome. I do not know where the Boy Scouts went. I'm of the firm mind that, and I think it was JT, or, well, who said this? One of my texters earlier said that it's the volunteers that make the organization. And I get that. I totally get that. But you still got to have the leadership of the organization. Right now, the leadership of the organization is what's grabbing all the headlines. And they're making some pretty awful decisions, as evidenced by what I just read you. I mean, this is an indictment on an organization that has lost its way. You've got a mission. I said it in my monologue earlier. I mean, listen, if the oath that you still have kids say and memorize and stand there and do the scout salute while they say it, that says, without any equivocation, where is that? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the scout law to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. If that's the oath, but you are rejecting God and rejecting science and rejecting morality and rejecting the need to have, you know, a physicality that is related to what you say you stand for, which is boys being scouts and raised up to be good men, then I just question whether they got to change the oath sometime soon. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll keep this going. I got some things here. By the way, I had somebody on social media that asked me if I was really getting it a little bit wrong here. And I showed them where the Human Rights Campaign on behalf of the LGBTQ community was just thinking this was the most wonderful thing in the world. And that told me everything I needed to know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Just making common sense like a superpower. Not a lot of common sense in the Boy Scout situation right now, too, by the way. I got some more text messages. I'll get those in a moment. And don't forget, coming up top of the hour, I've got a guy named David Andrews I connected with last night. Going to call in about Trail Life USA, which is an alternative to Scouts, which I think, from what everything I've seen, adheres to what a scouting was originally intended to be, without all the wokeisms. The Daily Beast just yesterday said, Boy Scouts of America gets a new name to reflect its newest members. See, that's what it is. I mean, the liberals are not trying to hide it. This scouting is trying to say, well, all we're doing is just trying to reflect that we want everyone to feel welcome and it's inclusive. Yeah, okay, let's go ahead and translate that. You want transgenders and girls to be Boy Scouts, but you don't want to call it Boy Scouts because boy is a bad word now, so you're going to go ahead and just call it scouting because that's what wokists do. So after more than 100 years of the Daily Beast, the Boy Scouts are getting a rebrand. Yeah, to reflect the organization's thousands of female members. Oh, except Daily Beast thinks that females are also people who are not really females but who call themselves. Why do I say that? Because the Human Rights Campaign is excited. HRC, You may recall HRC. They are the biggest LGBTQ2IA+ acronym activist agency of all of them. Big Rig smiling at me right now. Human Rights just put out this press release that is just extolling the virtues of the fact that the Boy Scouts have finally opened their doors to transgender boys. Well, that would be called girls. That'd be called girls who think they're boys. That'd be called girls with a mental health issue that are being mollycoddled in their mental health issue, and boys are being forced now to put up with it. Boys have to pretend that the girls who pretend to be boys are really boys if they're in the Boy Scouts. So, yeah, HRC praised the news that the Boy Scouts of America finally opened its door to transgender boys, and it's talked about how back in 2015, the Boy Scouts had passed a policy barring discrimination against employees based on sexual orientation, meaning at that point they were saying, okay, you can have, we won't say anything if you're a gay man working with boys. But they also went ahead and let church-organized local units have to consider whether that was going to be a violation. Huh. Okay. How far we've come since 2015. Soon thereafter, next thing you know, the Boy Scouts were allowing transgender youth into the organization. How about this? CNN reported on it too. Boy Scouts opened their membership to transgender boys. It's not a boy. The Boy Scouts of America say it'll begin accepting members based on their gender identity. Well, what do you do with the ones that call themselves furries? What are they going to do for their Eagle Scout project? Like, you know, build a new doghouse? What's the deal? I mean, so if someone identifies, sorry, when do they stop, by the way, on this? So what about, and they're out there, they are, you can Google them. In fact, I don't encourage you to Google them. But these freak shows that do things like the grown man who identifies as a 13-year-old girl. There was an expose on one on TV not long ago who they were letting him play in little girls basketball and change in the gym because he identified as a 40-year-old man, he identified as a 13-year-old girl. Tell me that's not messed up. So what happens when one of those knuckleheads decides, oh, I want to be in the Scouting USA because I'm a woman who's 40 years old, but I identify as a 12-year-old boy. This is great. I've always wanted this life. And then they want to come share the tent with your kid, you know, and then what's going to happen? Anyway, it's a mess, y'all. It's an absolute, this is what happens when you have no standards. This is what happens when everything is gray. In life, people can deal with black and white, but when you're in shades of gray, you can't tell which way is left or right. You can't. The shades of gray creates confusion. The shades of gray allows anything to go because nothing is black or white anymore. That's why we have standards. If I were to tell you every single day, we look forward to having you listen to Right Side Radio and we'll go on the air whenever we feel like it, nobody would be out there because they wouldn't know what time we're going on. You have to have standards in life. I mean, like real life has them. CNN says the Boy Scouts did not specifically cite the fact that they had a New Jersey case where an 8-year-old Cub Scout wanted to be transgender. Oh, gosh, 8 years old. This whole thing's wearing me out, man. But it's really sad. I mean, I can talk about it and be kind of angry and be a little bit snarky, but the truth is it's sad. It's a sad dispatch on our society. It is absolutely something that should not be. And most of the world looks at us and rolls their eyes right now. They look at us and go, what are they doing? It's you think that we have these lawsuits, you know, with sexual abuse claims. You wait 10 more years to see what comes out of all the crap they're letting in now. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. I'm looking forward to seeing hearing David Andrews call in about Trail Life USA as an alternative. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. We're still in dipper number one of the day. I just finished covering a whole segment of stuff that I call Scouts Out. And I'm referring to the fact that the Boy Scouts of America, There's been quite the decline in recent years. I mean, between being sued by the Girl Scouts, having girls first and then transgenders also join, and then a watering down of the standards overall, resulting in lawsuits that allege sexual abuse and rampantly, apparently, and then a bankruptcy. And now they've decided to go ahead and just throw in the towel and just call themselves Scouting USA. And they're not even pretending anymore. They're not for boys. They're for whatever walks in the door. And it's a crying shame because there are times when boys need to be boys in the company of boys, and that's an important part of life, and the same for girls. But there are other organizations. Well, one of those organizations, there's a somebody who I work with quite closely who referred me to an organization that he volunteers with called Trail Life USA. So Trail Life USA is one of those alternatives for scouting that everything that I hear sounds like they adhere to what scouting originally was. So a guy named David Andrews was connected with me. David Andrews is what is called a point man for this North Alabama region for Trail Life USA, and he's on the phone right now. David Andrews, how you doing?
Good, sir. And yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for making the time for us.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot of curiosity out there. In fact, I was sitting here with my producer, and he was even saying, I need to know more about this Trail Life thing because he's got kids that age. But talk to us about the program, how it started, what it does, and what it adheres to.
Sure. Trail Life is a Christ-centered, boy-focused mentoring and discipleship program that partners with local churches to empower men to develop the next generation of character-rich servant leaders through outdoor adventure. We had a, you know, Boy Scouts decided to make some changes and allow gays in 2013, and so I think that was in June and May. May. And then June 2013, Trail Life started with a bunch of Eagle Scouts up in Kentucky. So they decided to break away from that organization during that time frame and start a Christ-centered focused one, which is what originally the program, I think, was trying to relay, as Reverend used to be, something that they hold on to, even though they're still, I think their oath, they still say, talk about God. But that transpired, and then 2015, they allowed adults to also have that mentality as leaders. And so we saw, you know, an intake, you know, uptick there as far as that's concerned. And then 2017, they let girls in, which is confusing to me because in 2019, y'all, I understand that they decided to take boys out of their name. But 2019, they changed their name on the back end to from Boy Scouts of America, renamed it from Flagship Program to Boy Scouts to Scouts BSA. So they were already testing the waters for this in 2019.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a corporation, unfortunately, and that's what's corrupted it. But Trail Life USA has been open for about 10 years. Solid program. It's a youth ministry just as much as a men's ministry. I believe we're in over 1,100 churches right now in 50 states, and we're doing a fantastic job. But as far as, you know, anything that God puts his hand in and we follow him, it's always something that is perfect because he's perfect. But our organization obviously isn't, but we try to follow him. We do a 2D leadership program in that. And the biggest thing is that it's a ministry for the church. And so we don't put a whole, the Trail Life USA doesn't put an emphasis on your policies as far as that's concerned, but we do make sure that we are 100% boy led, just like it was back in the other organization. And we try to stay within those parameters, and we still got the same patrol system, and we've got the same ranks and stuff like, well, not the same ranks, but the same levels of that as far as, that's concerned. So a boy can still achieve the highest award, which is what we call Freedom Award. And serve his community by doing so.
Wow. So you guys, I'm going to ask you this. First of all, are you affiliated with any particular denomination, or is it just open to Christian churches?
It's open. It's not particular to any of that. I know Boy Scouts have said in the past that we're a Baptist organization like RA, and that's really not the case. As long as you believe that there is a one triune God and that, you know, the Father and Jesus Christ and his one and only Son and the Holy Spirit is the creator of the universe and externally extent, we believe in the Holy Scriptures, Old and New Testament, and we are inspired by the authority of the Word of God. You believe that, and that you have, and you have your statement of faith in your own church for that, then you are absolutely allowed to start a troop and be a part of that.
That's great. So there's a standard for where the troops will be started. I like that. And I like the fact that you say it remains focused on boys, because that is the intent here, is to provide boys an opportunity for character development and all of the things that scouting used to be known for. But I love the fact that it's considered godly and responsible and not just responsible.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you guys, the program. So if a kid says, Dad, I want to be in this thing at church they've got called Trail Life. What are they going to do? How often do they meet? What do they have merit badges? I heard you say they can ascend up through the ranks to earn the Freedom Award. But tell me what a meeting's like. What do they do?
Same thing. Most troops meet weekly. The world gets your kids over 80 hours a week, and we try to get them a couple hours and hopefully with a youth group program. But they usually meet on Monday. Some meet on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Usually it's 1.5 to 2 hours. They have an opening ceremony. They get broken up into classes or outdoor activities. They fellowship, do discipleship program, work through that process. And then they have some classroom time as far as that's concerned. And then we hope and pray that they have a relationship together as a patrol, and they spend fun and getting kind of in a small group feel and building a relationship, because our ultimate goal is, I tell all my kids all the time, is I hope that through this program that they build great godly connections with other young men, so that when they go into college, they have that support structure to allow them to be able to honor God and get good godly advice. We do that weekly for the classrooms, and then, of course, most troops for the navigators, so sixth grade and up. Now, they're called navigators and adventurers. They go camping usually every month, as far as that's concerned. So they do the outdoors, high adventures, backpacking type thing. It's really what the other organization used to be.
Yeah.
And we just instill those principles on a weekly basis.
Oh, that's awesome. And so the folks that are the adults who are in charge, what do you call them, troop leaders or whatever? What are they called, by the way?
So you still have committee chairmen and a troop master, and then you have what we call trail guides. They're okay. The ones that oversee the individual levels of the program.
And are they vetted? I mean, do y'all do some background checks and that kind of thing?
Oh yes, sir. Required. So we have to have two deep leadership at all times. You have to be a registered adult with a background check that Trail Life does, which is part of the membership process. You have to be vetted. The great thing about us, besides just having a background check, is typically you have to have at least some knowledge or relationship with the troop leadership before they allow you in, because we are responsible. Safety is our number one concern. As we say, I am in charge of safety. That's for everybody. So once they go through that background check, they're all held accountable. And we're a men's ministry just as much as a youth ministry. And so they spend time getting to know each other before we allow them to even go through the background check process.
No, that's great. All right, so give me the numbers again. You said earlier that this is in, like, all over the nation, all 50 states, I think, right?
Yeah, we're all in all 50 states, and right now we're over 1,100 churches.
Wow, how big is it right here in Alabama?
We're averaging, so we've probably got about, I think, 50 troops in Alabama. Total, and most of our troops, at least in my area, we're averaging 50 plus boys in each troop. We try to multiply because you get big. Sometimes you get that big focus, and we like that community focus. So we're relatively pretty large in that aspect of things for sure. And we definitely fellowship and do gatherings every year, and we usually have about 250 to 300 people show up just to those events, just from the local area.
Wow, that is awesome, man! And listen, do the kids, like, do they wear uniforms like scouting used to? Because I was a Cub Scout in a Weebelo. I never went in the Boy Scouts because we moved so much. But I was just, as a kid, I was just proud to have a uniform like that. Do the kids in Woodland Trail, Navigators, Adventurers, do they all have uniforms?
Oh, yes, sir. If you go to traillifeusa.com, you'll see our uniform right there. It's pretty pretty darn good looking. It's so good looking, in my opinion, the adults like to wear them. So, yes, sir. We've got our own uniforms, and it's the boys. Usually, you know, cost is an issue sometimes, and the boys, even young as five, they get there in the first one or two meetings. They're like, "Dad, everybody's wearing a uniform, and they love it. Can I get one too?" So, yeah, as young as five has a uniform. So, they really do respect that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that is, listen, that is very cool. David Andrews, if folks want to find out more about Trail Life USA or see if there's a troop in their area or, for that matter, even consider starting a troop, where would they go? You got a website, I know, out there, right?
Yes, sir. So traillifeusa.com, as soon as you go there, right at the very beginning, it says find a troop, start a troop. So you can click on find a troop, pull down to where your area is at, and then you can search through. Kind of like shopping, you can search through what's in your area, and then you can click on that to contact it. It'll send an email to the troop, and the troop will respond to you and get some information to you.
That's outstanding. Well, listen, that's been super informative. I appreciate your time, man, and especially since we just kind of clicked last night on text and you came on the show. So, David Andrews with Trail Life USA, I appreciate your time, and thanks for what you do with kids.
Yes, sir. I would like to also add to as well, we partner with American Heritage Girls.
Yes.
And so even though we try to do a family affair, because if we can get mom and a troop night, certainly dad's going to come, right? So most troops split off where the girls have their unit, which is American Heritage Girls, which is completely separate from us. And then we do ours on the other side. And you get more involvement with that because the whole family's involved, but it's completely separate because girls are girls and boys are boys. And so thank you for having me on the show. Hope it's educational for those out there that didn't know about Trail Life USA. And we look forward to meeting them and their sons and building a godly generation that knows the truth.
Outstanding. Good stuff. David Andrews, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
All right. You too. That is cool. I mean, I'm thinking I wish that was around when I was a kid.
Yeah, you convinced me, man. I might look into get my son signed up for that.
Well, from what I understand, I mean, right here in the building, the guy downstairs can tell you exactly where the troop is. It's up there by where you live.
Nice.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right, I hope some of y'all enjoyed that. That was to me exactly what I was looking for, was the idea that there is another organization or alternative out there, and you certainly heard of one, Trail Life USA, and you can look them up online. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. I'll come right back, wrap this thing up, and then coming up bottom of the hour, Butters and Lee, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making it cool to be a conservative. By the way, sitting in studio right now wearing one of the newest Right Side Ruffian t-shirts. Proud of it. Got the American flag on the sleeve, got the Right Side Radio logo on the back, got the Right Side Ruffian on the front. Just saying.
It's a pretty good looking shirt.
Good looking shirt, dude. We need to do a t-shirt giveaway sometime soon. Let's figure out that.
Let's do it.
Let's figure out the win. We need to get the win because once it happens, dude, you're going to be like.
Phones are going to be.
You're going to be going madness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I'm going to wrap this up, take some text messages, just so you know. Yeah, the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym community is really excited. Back in 2021, they were able to see the very first ever transgender something Eagle Scout. Awesome. Tells you everything. And then what do we got right here? This one came from Irving, Texas. By the way, this is a clear indication that it's systemic. It's not just like a weakening of the entry standards. It's what they do when they're there. Here's the deal. Boy Scouts of America introduces a new Citizenship in Society merit badge. In November of 21, Scouts went all in. They formed a new merit badge called Citizenship in Society. And you have to get this badge in order to qualify for your Eagle. Here's the storyline. You ready for this? The new merit badge encourages Scouts to explore important topics around diversity, equity, inclusion, and leadership and learn why these qualities are important in society. Okay. And then they go on to even talk about it. Roger Mosby, the then president and chief executive officer of the Boy Scouts, was real excited about this. This merit badge aligns with both the Scout Oath and the Scout Law. Well, we know what DEI means. DEI means discrimination is okay as long as it's in the name of wokeness. Last one I got is just so you know, Katie Britt, I read that article earlier about comments she made about this change in the Boy Scouts. Senator Ted Cruz is out there doing the same thing. His response, he says, with membership at historic lows, Boy Scouts of America decides to rebrand to make clear that boys are no longer welcome. I'm sure that will help with recruiting. Yeah. Representative Andrew Clyde, Republican out of Georgia, said the left has now taken the boy out of Boy Scouts. Wokeness destroys everything it touches. Indeed. And then Angelique Minette, the first female chairperson of Scouts BSA, says, when we think Scouts, we think knots and camping, but those are a means to an end. We're actually teaching kids a much bigger thing. We're teaching them how to have grit. We're teaching them life skills. We're teaching them how to be good leaders. Awesome. That's great. Except that you're teaching them also that anything goes. A few quotes. What do we got? Yeah. You got a brand new texter in the line. Big Rig. Find out their name, man. Get them in there. They're talking about the Royal Rangers. That was very cool. They joined you in the Royal Rangers fun.
Yep. Super fun.
Super fun.
I remember I was really good at the archery. I got first place in archery.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. You can't shoot those in the studio. Just saying. Brandy from Owens Crossroads says, my boys and their friends a few years ago, and I'm expanding. Oh, yeah. Look at that, man. Got their Trail Life uniforms on. That is awesome. Don't they look good? Tom from Huntsville says, Tom from Huntsville here. I'm pretty sure the BSA started as a precursor to the military to get boys ready to be men. That's why the left is trying to destroy it. That would figure. Ken from Rimlap says, Phil, Trail Life's a pretty good alternative to Boy Scouts. Mine was in it for a while. The good thing is it's overseen by churches, hopefully non-woke churches. Yes. TL from Huntsville, Phil, isn't it just the human rights campaign that's pushing? It isn't just the human rights campaign that's pushing the transing of America's kids. Breitbart reported on March 7th that Chinese billionaires are pushing transgenderism in America. I have no doubt. He said they don't want their own kids in China this way. It's a stark picture of where this is headed. No doubt, man. Raven from Russell says, look at the Bible. As it was in the days of Noah, we are there. Bill from Hartzell says, Phil, Girl Scouts don't offer much in the way of scouting. BSA caved to pressure due to needing money, related to sexual abuse. I see it. Got on a slippery slope. P.S. Girl Scouts chief activity is selling cookies and celebrating wokeness. Okay. Still, it's for girls. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next. Butters and Lee.